Hey y'all, it is I, Anthony the Canadian Guy, and welcome to WrestleSode, the solution to your wrestling information problems. WrestleSode is a member of the Win Column Sports Networks. Remember to check us out at wincolumnsports.ca to be kept up to date on everything happening here in Alberta in the world of wrestling. So, I have a treat for all of you here today. Spaceman, oh Spaceman, come rescue me from this calling all aliens. Come rescue me. Yes, that is right. I am bringing you an interview with the Spaceman, Barry Grayson, obviously one half of Space Mountain, alongside Cody Frank, aka the Titan. Spaceman, Barry Grayson wrestles all over the place. PWA, Force Pro Wrestling, CWE. If you're in Alberta, basically you can see the Spaceman wrestle. It was such an amazing and awesome talk that we had. We talked wrestling. We talked his future. We talked some of his favorite matches. The 30 minutes essentially just blew by. We're going to have to talk again because I feel like we didn't even get into enough questions here with the Spaceman. So I can't wait to have him back. But the Spaceman, if you were listening to this on Friday, January 17th, in the Edmonton area, you got to go check out Force Pro Wrestling's The Return. The Spaceman will be having a match tonight against Kato and Sheik Akbar Shabazz. It's going to be an amazing triple threat match. I cannot wait for this show. The card is stacked. I will be tuning in live, and I literally just can't wait for it. But before we do get into our interview here with the Spaceman, and we hear from Barry Grayson, we will be hearing from our sponsors, and then we'll be getting straight in to an interview, and we will be flying with the Spaceman.
Hello friends, this is Spencer Love interrupting your regularly scheduled podcast experience to remind you to tune in to wincolumnsports.ca every Wednesday for Conversations with Love, the one-on-one interview podcast featuring the best of the best in Canadian pro wrestling and available wherever podcasts are played. Tune in to CWL on the WCSN for your previews, reviews, breaking news, and now interviews, proudly brought to you by Beercade YEG.
Hey everybody, Anthony back. I am joined by the Spaceman, Barry Grayson. Barry, how are you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. Just floating along.
Just floating along. You're flying along there. Everybody I know wants to fly with the Spaceman. That's one of my favorite things that I like to say. So a couple of quick questions here for you, Barry. What got you into wrestling? Let's kind of start from the beginning and then we'll figure out who the Spaceman really is.
What got me into it? Would be just seeing it on a VHS. And back in the early 2000s, when I had first kind of moved here, my old man took me to a store, and I didn't know what it was. I picked up a Rock VHS. My brother picked up a Stone Cold VHS. And obviously, being brothers, we can't cheer for the same person. And ever since then, I've just been hooked.
So have you been more of a Rock man yourself then because of that?
Yes, I was definitely pro-Rock and anti-Austin.
That's fair. Hey, I mean, during the Attitude Era, everybody kind of had their side, right? Rock, Austin. I was in the third camp. I was the Undertaker guy. I was a big fan of the Undertaker.
See, I was Kane. My brother was Undertaker. And he's just like, you can't like one or the other.
that's kind of true. For me, what got me into wrestling for the very first time was actually seeing the debut of Kane. Like as a kid, you know, you play like in Nintendo games and everything, and wrestling was, you know, one of those games, but I didn't really understand wrestling. But then I saw Kane debut for the first time. I watched that. My friends were telling me all about it. They had this VHS tape. Oh, I know what that's like.
When I first got into it, I thought wrestling was just 100% real. I was like, yo, this is insane what these guys can do. And obviously, Kane and Undertaker were brothers, so me and my brother immediately were like, hey, we like these brothers. And we dressed up as them for Halloween for 3 years in a row in little like morph suit things.
That's amazing. Is your brother as tall as you are?
He is, yeah. Yeah, we're pretty much... We're born on the same day, but 2 years apart.
Oh,
and
wow.
We're pretty much very identical. Like, people have seen us, one with glasses, one without, and they're like, oh, I thought you guys were the same people. And we're like, no, we're clearly different.
That's crazy. Well, I guess that would have worked out pretty well then, since Kane and Undertaker are giant behemoth people as well.
Yeah.
But so let's talk a little bit about the Spaceman. Where did the Spaceman originate from?
If you can tell, I'm very fascinated by space. I always have been as a kid, science and like just space. I just like to see what's out there.
Right.
So yeah. I got the whole sleeve of Outer Space on my arm. I have a lot of space clothing. So my first match, I was actually not even done training yet with Lance. I was about 2 weeks before being done. And I didn't have gear made, but I had these training little like underlegging things and this space design. And I was like, yo, I can wear these with some like shorts. And they're like, no, the shorts are no go, wear these leggings. And I went out there in the middle of my match. Sheik Akbar Shabazz started calling me Spaceman. Like, he's like, what are you, supposed to be the Spaceman? And the fans just started yelling it. And I was like, yo, this is a future thing. And right off the bat, I didn't do it. But then eventually I was like, you know what? It's who I am. I like it. Why not live it? Why not go down this route? So
absolutely. I'm right there with you. Like, space is fascinating. I was just recently reading that Beetlejuice has been dimming longer than it's supposed to have. And there's a lot of people going like, oh, what's happening with Beetlejuice? Is it on the verge of exploding? Who knows, right? Space is awesome.
Oh, space is fantastic. I think, like, it's just mind-blowing how we haven't found anything out there to me. It's just...
I mean,
so much out there for just us to be here, you know?
Absolutely. I feel like we could have an entire podcast specifically on space because, like you, I spend a lot of time doing my own research and stuff on this, and I have my own theories with that, but oh man, I could go on forever. February last year, I was at Elimination Chamber in Houston, and because I was in Houston, I had to go to NASA. I'm like, there's no way I'm not going to NASA. So that was really cool. But
I have to go there one day.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, you know what? Royal Rumble is going to be there in just a couple of weeks. Maybe we'll see the Spaceman as a surprise entrant. I would be really happy.
I would be really happy, but I got my own Royal Rumble coming up January 25th.
You want to talk about it?
Of course. I'm always down to talk about my future matches.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've got a Royal Rumble match, you said, for the PWA on when?
January 25th.
Is that going to be in Edmonton?
In Edmonton at the Lions Senior Recreation Center.
Oh, that's going to be fantastic. Who else is going to be in that match, do you know?
Probably everybody in the PWA.
That's very fair. It's only
one winner, though, and you're talking to him.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, nobody in there is going to be able to fly with the Spaceman.
Nobody. Nobody. Well, they are going to be able to fly because that's the one match I won't be flying in.
You fly, make them fly over the top rope. Yeah, exactly. So you touched a little bit on it. So you are one of the Storm graduates, having trained directly under Lance Storm. How was it to train with a man like Lance Storm?
That was fantastic. Like, nothing could have prepared you for that. I took advice from other people. I was like, hey, what can I do? What's it going to be like? Some of them give you little bits and whatnot, but you go there and just to learn directly from him. And like any question you have, he's right there. He'll answer it for you. And anything he wants to show you, you see how he does it, and he makes it look so smooth. Still at this age, I'm going to say, like, he's been out of the ring for so long, right? But he's still training people to be that smooth and that like crisp with everything is insane to me. The guy has not lost a step.
It's crazy the amount of respect that people have for Lance Storm when they've trained under him. Like, you see, like, he's got such that stern outward persona, but you hear these stories about the instances when he breaks free of that and he's laughing and jovial. It's just like heartwarming.
He's a down to earth guy. He likes to crack jokes. He'll make fun of everybody. He'll bug you, but at the same time, like, when you're actually training. Yes, he's serious. He's taking it. He wants you to learn because it's a very fast course.
That's very
3 months
true.
Is not a long time.
So when did you do your training with him?
I went down in May of 2018 until August.
Is there anybody in your class that we would recognize?
Yes, you would. I am with Kylie Morgan and the PWA Women's Champion Zoe Sager.
That's awesome. Those are like some really great names. You're going to be seeing both of them at your show. We're recording this on Friday night. You'll be having your show for the PWA tomorrow in Calgary.
Yes, I will.
So there you go. And you're Storm graduates right there.
Those two will be going at each other. They'll be fighting for the women's title.
And then who will we be seeing you go after here, my friend, that day?
It is going to be me and the Titan, the Millennial Mountain, Team Space Mountain against the Millennial Rebels, Colton Kelly and Mo Jabari.
Oh, that's going to be one heck of a good match, man. I can't wait to see something like that. Obviously, you've been wrestling with the Titan now for quite a few matches. In fact, I saw you had quite a nice little win streak there against the League for quite a little bit there.
The League. Yeah, about those guys.
Yeah, so you've been having
some their number in tag team matches. A couple underhanded tactics. They've gotten the better of us. Mm-hmm. But we're not through with them. If they show up again, you know, they know where to find us.
I see them speaking some smack on Twitter recently against you guys.
That's all they do. That's all they do. What are they going to do? They're going to talk smack because they can't win in the ring.
Hey, they're not the champions right now.
No, so. They're not.
But we're going to have you there against the Millennial Rebels tomorrow. Do you have a message for the Millennial Rebels ahead of your match tomorrow?
They're just in our road right now because we're clearly aiming for the PWA tag team titles.
Right.
When the Joes are back, that's our main goal, and the Rebels are just an obstacle we have to get through right now.
That's a great way of saying that, man. That's awesome. So now that you are wrestling more often, obviously 2019 was an incredibly busy year for you. You had some names with already some pretty, or like some matches with some pretty big names like Psychosis and Juventud Guerrera.
Those were just no words to speak because I was so early on in my career, especially with Psychosis.
Right.
I think it was 7 months in, and I got the news that, you're going to be having a match with him in your hometown. And, like, people like hometowns, if you wrestle in Edmonton or Calgary every week, it ends up fading off.
Right.
I've wrestled 3 times so far in Grand Prairie, where I'm from there, and just wrestling in front of friends and family, you can't make the long road trips, is just something else. And then to top it off, my favorite luchador, Psychosis. He was my guy when I was growing up, mostly because of the mask.
Right.
And I just lost it. And leading up to the Grand Prairie show, I actually got a ride with Psychosis quite a long time. My 2 weeks on that tour, my second day on, I was driving with Psychosis. So
that's
16,
awesome.
17 days, he was with me. I was learning from him, talking to him. So just have that match with him. But it was a tag match still, but I was in the ring with him. We teamed up. It was me and him. Against AJ and Alex Ace from Spain, the 7-foot giant.
Oh, man. So you must have been like a sponge at that moment, just trying to get everything out of Psychosis that you could.
Oh, man, every car ride. Like, obviously, I let him sleep, but I talked to him. I'm still in contact with Psychosis. I still message him. I still talk to him. He still likes my stuff. I like and share his stuff. Obviously, I don't like to cross that line and just constantly bug him. But when I need some advice or anything, I will message him, and he does respond.
That's very cool of him. Yeah. Oh, man, that's so cool. So what about your match that you had where you both faced Juventud Guerrera and you also tagged with him? Which did you think was a better match for you, with him or against him?
Against him. It was a better match was teaming with him. Mm-hmm. Quality-wise, right? As a fan, if you're watching, my matches were better teaming with him. Learning-wise, on my front, my one-on-one match with him was just the most I've learned in a single match to my point right now in my career. Just, again, he was another guy I kind of hung out with a lot. When I meet these guys, I don't try to be annoying, right? I just try to keep my distance. I try being friendly and eventually just learn as much as I can without being too... Hey, what about this? What about this? You know, just that annoying type.
No, of course. So, you want to be very respectful, obviously. The man has been around for such a long time, you could easily call him a legend, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he still moves
like he
did before. Like, I was like, hey, I haven't seen Hoovy wrestle, like, in a long time, and, like, he still has it.
Oh, yeah, he sure does. So I have another question here for you. Would you consider yourself, because you do both very often, would you consider yourself more of a singles guy or a tag guy? What do you have more fun in? What do you feel the most comfortable doing?
Wrestling. If I'm in that ring, it's very fun to me right now. My first few times it was very nerve-wracking. And it's nervous, that entrance at the beginning, but like as soon as I get over that, I have so much fun when I'm in the ring.
Well, you have an amazing song to come out to. That must help get rid of some of those nerves.
Oh, that song. At first, I was like, how do I come out and dance with this? And as soon as it hit, it just flows through you. And you just start going out there and wrestling, hitting that mat, hearing the fans, the audience. It's an adrenaline like no other.
No, of course.
It doesn't matter what kind of match I'm in. If I'm multi-man, one-on-one, it's so much fun right now.
You're always
now.
having a good time.
And if I'm not wrestling, I hate that weekend. If I'm wrestling, it's a good weekend. If I'm not, it's like, oh, I got to work.
It's like, what a waste of a weekend I'm having now. But so you're coming off a win recently here at the last Force Pro Wrestling show, a win over the Thickness, Reed Matthews. That's got to have felt really good to have a nice big win there over the PWA Mayhem champion in a slightly different promotion, obviously.
Yes, that was a huge win because Reed is undefeated in singles action since like last January.
Yeah, that was, it was a insane. Huge win.
He was on a tear and he beat me up. He gave me a beating. And unfortunately, at the very end, I was able to catch him off the top rope. I hit him with my finish, kicked out, and I had to go to new levels. I didn't even know I had it yet. And he made me dig deep. So I respect him a hell of a lot, and I wish I can get in that ring with him again.
Absolutely.
This time, maybe for that title of his.
So do you call your finisher the Space Shuttle, is that correct?
Yes, my DDT is my Space Shuttle.
It is beautiful. I was watching the Just the Tip show that you had against Reed Matthews, just getting off that top rope and hitting him with that, man. It was like a thing of beauty.
Yeah, it was just something on the fly. I saw him in the right position, ran up there, and I was like, all right, let's fly. Are you ready? And he wasn't ready to fly with the Spaceman that night.
Oh, no. He definitely crash-landed for sure when he tried to fly with the Spaceman. So that's really awesome. Let's back it up a little bit again. So we talked about how you got into wrestling. You're watching VHS tapes. Obviously, you're a big fan of The Rock. As time has progressed and you've continued to be a fan of wrestling, what would you say like your favorite wrestlers these days are? Some of your favorite matches that you've seen?
My all-time favorite wrestler is Randy Orton.
Oh, yeah.
Followed by Edge and The Rock tops up the top three right now. He's still up there. He got me in this. But Randy is this one guy I always looked up to.
So what is it about Randy that like really drives you to him? Besides, obviously, the guy is incredibly legit and an incredible worker.
Right off the bat, in 2002, when I saw him, when he saw those blue shorts and whatnot, and he came out, and I was like, look at this guy. This guy just is cocky. He looks like a star. And like it was one of the guys, like sometimes I'll pick new guys, and I'm like, I'm going to like you and see what happens. And I've just stuck with him, and I've just grown as a bigger fan as he's gotten up. I like his technicality in his matches, his pacing, even though I don't wrestle like that. But I like his type of wrestling, and I wish I can wrestle with him before he's able to retire, even if it's in the indies or anywhere, you know. What? A five-minute match or something, if I could have it with Randy, my dream goal is right there. That is my ultimate dream, a match with Randy Orton.
Would you want to win, or would you let him go over?
Oh, I'd put him over. He could be like, yeah, you're going to win. I'd be like, no, I'm not.
You're like, you're Randy Orton. I'm not going to let that happen.
I'd tell him, yeah, and then I'd lay down for three.
So you've also said that you're a big fan of Edge as well. So obviously, I'm a huge fan of Edge. This talk and rumors about him coming back to wrestling, I cannot tell you how excited it has made me. It has given me about 100 theories as to what's going to be happening with the Royal Rumble. But what are your thoughts on this? Do you want to see Edge come back, or do you feel like he had such a perfect run that you just don't want to see it sullied with anything moving forward?
That, I don't really want him to come back because, like you said, he did so well. He left at the top of his game. Unfortunately, he didn't leave the way he wants to. So, if he doesn't want to come back, that's on him, right? Who am I to say don't come back?
Right, no,
I fear for his injury because of how bad it was. But, I mean, if he's good like Daniel Bryan is, anything can happen. And at the end of the day, if he's fully healthy and he's able to come back, I'd love it. I would mark out. If he came out on my screen, I would be freaking out. It doesn't matter who he versus, I'll be watching. Maybe he can team up with Randy again, recreate that rated RKO team.
That would be awesome. And it would be really good for him because obviously working in a tag team, he could come back in a little bit more slowly. But the guy is so good on the mic, he could just be cutting promo after promo anyways.
Yeah. He can go against anybody, and I'm sure it's going to be gold. He's got a great mind. Just talking to him, like, even listening to his podcast when he wasn't wrestling.
Oh,
both
yeah.
Him and Christian have great minds for wrestling.
Are you one of the guys who are upset that Christian still isn't in the Hall of Fame?
Not upset. Who am I to be the guy that says who goes in and does it?
Fair enough.
I think he deserves it. If he goes in, I'll be happy. If he doesn't, I'm just, you know, everyone can't get in. If you put everybody in there, it's going to just wash it down.
Yeah,
right? But I think he should be in there. But we have to wait and see.
Absolutely. So let's talk a little bit more again about your matches. Now, obviously, you said you've had some good matches, obviously wrestling alongside Juventud, or you had that really great match that you had with Reed Matthews at Just the Tip. What would you say your personal favorite match that you've ever done is?
Quality-wise, or just like, hey, this was like a good match, or like, wow, I can't believe I had that match.
Let's go with both, or all three, I guess, in that regard. Let's start with, what do you feel your best wrestled match was when you walked out of it? You were like, I felt like I was very comfortable and smooth in that match.
It would have to be against Reed here recently in the fourth match, because that was November 8th and 9 days previous. It had been 2 weeks previous, October 26th. Fright Night in Edmonton was my worst match, personally.
Oh, yeah?
I had never hated a match so much and been so low. So the 2 weeks I had, I was only thinking wrestling while I was at work. How am I going to better that match? Because that match, in my view, was just so bad, and I wish I could never have a match like that again. So when I heard it was me and Reed, I hadn't worked Reed before. He's helped me before against the Rebels. So I was going in there to have a good match. And off the bat, I don't know if you noticed, I had a little bit of slip up because I was so eager to make this like one of my best matches. And then I was able to calm down. And I think then by the end of the product, it showed that we were able to have a good match.
If his memory serves, I believe it was when you were putting Reed over that rope.
Yes.
To the outside. But you know, yes, what? That kind of thing happens. And like you said, from that point on, the match just felt very smooth. Like it was,
yeah, like
you
that was
really
very
early. Yeah.
I was still like, oh, come on, let's go. And I was like, hey, wait, no, calm down. You want to have a good match. And I was able to let Reed take control.
Yeah. Wow.
I was able to have a good match there. And like you said, overall, that felt like it was probably my best match yet.
It was a damn good match for sure. So I have another question here for you. So you've wrestled all around Alberta now. You've wrestled for multiple different promotions, but is there a dream Alberta match that you haven't had yet that you really want?
BVD.
BVD.
I haven't had that one yet. I've touched up with him a little bit in the Royal Rumble last year. I've had a quick little fast match with Michael. I've had a match with Nizar, two guys who I'd obviously want to have like an actual match with. Mm-hmm. Clark, I actually wrestled in my first PWA show. He beat me right after I beat Colton Kelly in a Gauntlet match. But he's another guy I obviously want to wrestle. But BVD, I've never had an actual match with. I've admired him before I even became a wrestler from afar. I saw some of his stuff, and he's been one guy. I obviously watch these matches every time he's up, and I want to have a match with the guy.
Yeah, he'll be wrestling, I believe, Jack Pride tomorrow, if memory is correct, at the PWA show.
Yeah, BVD and Pride. Yeah. I wrestle Jack Pride too, so BVD's going to have his hands full.
Yeah, I was going to say. So you say you want to get in the ring with BVD. Just as a person who's not a wrestler, I look at BVD, and the last thing I would want to think is ever getting in the ring with someone like BVD. You must have this, like, incredible desire to prove yourself and just show exactly what the spaceman can do with something like that.
A bit of wanting to prove and a bit of like an ego of like everyone says BVD's the top guy, and if you can hang out with the top guy, why? What does that say about you, right?
Well, in your specific case, I mean, it's great to be the top guy, but you're flying above as the spaceman. I believe that's the way we could say something.
Eventually,
like
I'm just trying to fly above everybody.
Well, you do have your win right now over Michael Richard Blaze, looking back at this. Now, obviously, word around the street is people seem to think that MRB, one of the top talents across the not just the Alberta Indies, but the Canadian Indie scene. Do you want to talk about your match that you had against him?
With Michael Blaze, it goes back. I've been in the ring with him before I was a wrestler as a referee.
For Force Pro Wrestling.
Because I started training with Ivan for about a month or two there before I went to Lance's. And being in the ring as a referee helped me learn a lot. And seeing the way he moves in there, I'm like, my goodness, I did not know. I was so blind to the indie scene, so seeing him, like, I was like, I did not know we had this good of wrestlers, like, right in my backyard, so to speak. And then eventually getting to step in the ring with him. He wasn't the nicest guy at the time. He was talking a lot, running his mouth. So I took my shot. I was like, hey, I'm a new guy here. I'm going to go out there and call him out. And we had a match. And if I beat him, he came out number one. Luckily, Mike Cook was in the audience, provided the distraction for me, and I capitalized.
There you go. Hey, a win is a win at the end of the day, right? And the record books go down as a win for the spaceman.
They don't remember how I got it. Only I do.
So, moving on from your desire to wrestle against BVD. Now, there is a lot of wrestling gold out there across multiple different promotions, not just the ones that we have here at home. And this was a question I asked Kayla J. If you could possess any piece of wrestling gold, be it a belt for any promotion, a trophy, a sword, depending on obviously what promotion you're working for, what would you call the gold for the spaceman?
What I would call it?
Like what belt? Wow. What would you want to wear?
Oh, like which one out of the current ones that I would want to wear?
It doesn't even have to be current. If there is any piece of wrestling gold in history you've wanted, do you want around your waist?
Oh, wow. This is a tough question.
There is a lot of choices with that.
There is a lot. Edge's Rated R Spinner WWE title.
There you go.
The black and red with my Albanian descent. If you have black and red, it automatically pops to me. So the fact that it was black, red, spinner, I liked it. It wasn't a title that anyone else could wear, but that was a title that I remember.
That's the one that you think would look best around your waist as well.
Oh, yeah.
So moving on, what are some of your favorite matches of all time that you've seen?
Right off the bat, Benoit and Randy Orton, SummerSlam 2004, for that title. I go back and watch that one quite often.
It is an incredible match. Obviously, were you a fan of Benoit as well, or was it just because he was an incredible worker?
He was an incredible worker, but I was obviously the Randy guy, even though he was the bad guy there. Just watching, that felt like his moment. I was so mad the next night on Monday when they turned on him. But, you know, that match overall, because like 2004, I would have been 12 years old. And I remember watching that and just marking out hard. Felt like, hey, he's the champion. He's the new top guy in the business. And that has to be one of my favorite right now.
That's...
off the bat, just to think again. WrestleMania 21, Randy and Undertaker. Shawn and Kurt was also good on that one. That was one of my first DVDs that I got, so I watched that stuff over and over again back when internet was in your parents' room. So I just had that DVD and I'd watch a lot.
I remember those days well.
So there's probably three of my favorites right now, with just on the spot when you're asking me, three that pop to mind.
Yeah, I always like to go to the ones that, like, when you first think of things that, like, first matches, you're like, well, if these are the ones I think of, they tend to be the ones that stick with you the most. So
yeah, obviously. If you like, let me go into it, I'll be like, oh yeah, I remember this one a little bit more. But these ones, like you said, have like a meaning to me. I remember them, you know, and they were actually pretty good matches. They hold up for a while.
Oh yeah.
So I'm also a fan of like gimmick matches. So like Survivor Series is my favorite pay-per-view.
Oh.
So if I go look through, probably 2005 was probably one of my favorites too, when Randy wins it and then Undertaker comes back out. But I just like gimmick matches because like, it teams up people you didn't think would team up. And when I was all like into it, I was like, oh no, why are these guys not allowed to team up? And then they team up and I'd freak out.
That is a so great way of putting it. Yeah. It's funny because like you hear a lot of people love gimmick matches, you know, people, oh, the Rumble is something that's super good. Some people like Hell in a Cell, you know, TLC is one of my favorites personally, but, Survivor Series, unfortunately, it's not the one that you hear as much as often. But it's like you said, you get to see these like weird dream matchups and like weird pairings like that you just don't get to see.
Yeah, exactly. Like, even like I'm a big fan of like what's it called? Not trios. Where's the tip of my tongue here?
Like a faction.
Form factions. That's the word. I'm a big fan of factions. When people form factions, I don't know, I like that. And that's what I feel like Survivor Series is. Like, all right, let's form this faction and go against another faction. And usually it's like guys you never thought would be teaming together. And I'm like, oh, yes, this is my one chance to watch it.
That's, well, obviously based on the words that you have said, I'm assuming Evolution is one of your favorite factions.
Yes, I was a big Evolution fan.
What about these days? Who do you like?
I like the Shield. Still like Rollins and Roman. Who do you think? Buddy Murphy, I'm liking right now. I watch his stuff. Jericho was another guy I watched growing up. a lot, and I still try following him. That guy's just changed the way he can just change his character so frequently. This early in my career just blows my mind. I'm like, how are you doing this when I'm struggling a year or two in, and you're 50 years old and you're still able to do everything?
And that's a great way of putting it for Jericho. He is literally the master of reinventing himself. He doesn't stick with a gimmick ever too long. He knows when it's run its course, and he also knows how to transition into the next perfect gimmick for him at that time.
Yes, it's so good. Like the way he transitions and the way he plays his character to the fans and just in his matches. He's considered one of the best for a reason.
Oh, absolutely one of the best. Do you play any games there, Barry?
Wrestling games or just any games?
Well, I guess I would say wrestling games, but any games in general.
So growing up, we didn't have all the toys. Like, I guess I had 360s and everything until later on.
Right.
I got an N64 from a kid who lived in our apartment. They moved away, and his mother just like gave it to us because we babysat him every then and now.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I got No Mercy, so that was early, like mid-2000s. Not even mid, probably like 2003-ish. I got No Mercy, and I played No Mercy until like 2012 on the N64. And if you see my rosters, I have like character guys to keep up with the time frame. So I got like Randy, CM Punk, Rey Mysterio, everybody put in the No Mercy game because I didn't have the new WWE vs. Raw or whatever it was at the time. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm just going to create my own characters. And that's how hard I was in those games.
That's amazing to hear. I was very similar, and mine was also an N64 game, but I was a WrestleMania 2000 guy.
It's always WrestleMania or No Mercy.
It's always one of the two. I was a WrestleMania. Here's the funny part. I didn't know about No Mercy as a kid. I thought WrestleMania 2000 was like the pinnacle of it, and then I realized that No Mercy was kind of like a slightly upgraded version, but still to this day.
I didn't know about WrestleMania 2000 until I grew up, and I started hearing, hey, did you ever play that game if you played No Mercy? I'm like, what is that?
They're very similar, hey?
Yes, I've heard, because I played it now, but I prefer my No Mercy. Another game I liked, a friend of mine had it on his PlayStation 2, Here Comes the Pain, I think it was.
Oh, okay, yeah, I remember that game.
You could like start with five finishers, so you could just start your match, and my brother, me, and our buddy there found out that if you start with Rhino, you just start and hit triangle gore. You start the match with five finishers, five gores, you win.
Oh, yeah, man. Rhino's
the time you can reverse is really good. Rhino was one of the cheapest guys in that video game.
It's great. Every video game seems to have like one person who just seems incredibly broken for some reason.
Yeah, they're not even like the best rated guy, right? It's just, oh, hey, this guy's cheap.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure there was one of the games for the Nintendo. It was Yokozuna. Like, yes, he was technically a world champion, but you wouldn't consider him the best wrestler. But he used to just like throw the chalk in people's eyes, and like, he would just keep doing that, and you just couldn't do anything about it.
Oh, there's always those one or two moves that people get, and you just can't do anything about it. You just got to accept it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, before we do let you go here today, Spaceman, what do you want to tell the people? Where can they find you? What can we plug of yours?
You can find me on, I guess, social media. Instagram is Berry7137, and that's BERI7137. Twitter is just Barry Grayson. And where you can see me, I'm usually in Edmonton and Calgary for the most part. And two times a year, I go around Canada. I'll be in Saskatoon, I guess, Saskatchewan area, Alberta, BC. And every then and now, you might see me in Manitoba.
That's amazing. Will that be traveling with the CWE?
Yes, for the most part. I try to do their tours every year and try getting as much days in.
Hey, I mean, it's a lot of wrestling. You get a lot of experience in that month.
It's never too much.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us here today, Spaceman. I really do appreciate it. We'll obviously have to have you back here in just a little bit. And obviously, good luck tomorrow alongside Titan taking on the Millennial Rebels for PWA.
Thank you, Anthony.
All right. Have yourself a great day.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Oh, what a fantastic conversation I had there with the Spaceman, Barry Grayson, who once again will be wrestling tonight against Sheik Akbar Shabazz and Kato at Force Pro Wrestling's The Return. It will be live streamed through Backbreaker Media. Check out for all the links. It's going to be a great show. And if you're in the Edmonton area, go to the show. You got to watch the show. It's going to be fantastic. The card is absolutely stacked. An open challenge from the thickness, Reed Matthews. We're going to have Michael Richard Blaze taking on Davey O'Doyle. Chris Parrish versus Dylan Stone. Kayla J versus Michael Allen Richard Clark. How would you not want to watch this card? So I hope everybody will be tuning in. And don't forget to go give the spaceman, Barry Grayson, a like and a comment on his Twitter, on any social media that you could find him on. Such an awesome guy. Once again, thank you all for listening. If you liked what you heard, remember to hit that like button and subscribe on whatever podcast app you're listening to this on. Or it also helps out the show immensely if you want to leave us a 5-star rating and review, but only if that's what you want to do. I hope you all have yourself a fantastic day, and I'll talk to you later.